My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about the fact that 2009 is going to be a year of monumental change. These changes are going to involve many things, including the ongoing purging of the obsolete patterns that have caused so much pain and suffering for humanity. And it's also going to include the expansion of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Lightworkers are being asked by the Company of Heaven at this time, during this very powerful, important year, to assist with transmuting the old patterns that are surfacing to be healed, so that this part of the process will be completed quickly with the least amount of stress for the rest of humanity. The most powerful tool that has been given to us to accelerate this cleansing process is the violet flame. Today, I'm going to share some information about this gift from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, so that we will realize how effective it is and how we can use it to help transform these negative patterns that are surfacing all over the world. As you listen to this broadcast, I want you to realize that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that is serving as an open door through which the light of God is flowing to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Our goal is to help each person become aware of the divine truth that he or she is a wonderful child of God and that they are one with every facet of life evolving on this planet. We are not the fragmented aspects of our personality, known as the human ego. We are empowered co-creators, sons and daughters of God. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about the unfolding divine plan and how each of us can assist in bringing it to fruition in perfect divine order. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the realms of truth than ever before. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we're adding to the world. The goal is to accomplish this healing process and to help us see the bigger picture of the divine plan that we see unfolding day by day in our own lives and throughout the planet. With a new level of understanding, we will see the bigger picture and we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with a more joyous expectation and hope instead of feeling the fearful and overwhelmed energies that so often are filling our hearts and minds. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is actually increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the process now of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifested in the history of time. During this hour today, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into this force field of light that we're co-creating with the Company of Heaven. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your own I Am Presence, which is your true God Self, and the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to join us today to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. As we go through this process today, know that the light of God is always victorious and that you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. And with the I Am Presence, the divinity pulsating within the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving during this very moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequency of humanity's human miscreation into the highest fifth dimensional frequency of our Father, Mother, God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is forming the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The overwhelming influx of light that bathed the planet during the winter solstice last month actually catapulted the sons and daughters of God evolving on Earth further up the spiral of evolution. All of humanity is now able to access higher frequencies of the fifth dimension than we have ever experienced. This glorious event is providing every person with the ability to co-create his or her hopes and dreams in record time. Lightworkers all over the world are aware of this tremendous acceleration and the powerful opportunities that are going to be presented to us in 2009. This is evident in the vast majority of enlightened articles that are literally flooding the internet. As the light of God increases on earth through our ascension process, everything that conflicts with this light is surfacing to be transmuted and healed. All we have to do to confirm that profound truth is to watch the news or read a newspaper. The vitally important thing for all of us to remember is that the divine intent of this very intense purging that is taking place now is to clear the way for the manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. All life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. There is no separation. This means that in order for the patterns of perfection for the new earth to manifest tangibly in our daily lives, we must first clear the human miscreations that are causing the atrocious pain and suffering that we're witnessing everywhere on the planet. It is not God's intent for humanity to be destroyed in this cleansing process. Quite the contrary. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven would not be allowing this degree of acceleration if it was going to cause more harm than good. The current cleansing is being allowed at this extreme pace because our Father, Mother, God have given us incredibly powerful tools to transmute the surfacing negativity. As I mentioned, the most powerful tool of all is the violet flame. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are revealing to us now that this year is providing an unprecedented opportunity for us to utilize this gift from our Father, Mother, God. On January 10th and 11th, 2009, we experienced a full moon as it passed the closest to the Earth in its annual orbit. This close passage is called perigee, which is always a very powerful full moon. The number 1 reflects new beginnings, and the number 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. 2009 is numerically considered an 11 year. 2 + 9 = 11. January 10th and 11th of 2009 offered us greatly amplified influx of the divine qualities of 1 and 11. January 10th was a 1 for January, a 1 for the 10th day, reduced to a single digit, and 11 for the 2009 year. And January 11th was a 1, 11, 11 day. The combined influences of the perigee full moon and the 1 and 11 numerological frequencies that occurred that day, those 2 days actually, greatly empowered whatever we focused our attention on. Now this is true not only for those 2 days, but the power of this influx of light, of these energies, and the 11 year will continue throughout 2009. For this reason, the beings of light are asking us to increase our invocations for the violet flame throughout this entire year. This will allow the negativity that is surfacing all over the planet to be quickly transmuted into light. This powerful influx of the violet flame that will occur through our unified invocations will also allow the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which are destined to manifest in 2009, to be experienced by all of us as soon as possible. This is the reason why the prophecies of old talked about the transformation taking place in the twinkling of an eye. It was because of our awakening and because of the gifts of the violet flame. Let's all join our hearts and minds together and co-create this rapid transformation by invoking the violet flame throughout this very powerful year. I'd like to share some information with you that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. As I've mentioned many times, I don't ever want you to accept anything as truth just because somebody's told you it's true. But rather, what I'd like for you to do is listen to these words as food for thought and take this information into the deepest recesses of your heart and see how it resonates in your heart of hearts. This information is being given to us at this time, so we will understand with greater clarity the gift that is being given to us through the power of the violet flame and how we can utilize it to quickly transmute the incredible negativity that is manifesting all over the world to be cleansed and purified and healed. For literally millions of years, our God selves, our I Am Presence, and the entire Company of Heaven have been working with us in every way that cosmic law will allow. Their desire has been to help us get our heads above the mud puddle of our very destructive, negative human miscreations, so that we will once again be able to perceive the light and correct our course of action. Since the fall, literally eons ago, humanity has gone through the weeping and wailing as we stumbled through our valley of tears, searching for a ray of light or a glimmer of hope that would save us, actually, from ourselves and our human miscreations. Through it all, we were never alone. Even in the face of overwhelming adversity, the ever-present guiding hand of our I Am Presence has been with us. In the midst of our darkest hours, often referred to as the dark night of the soul, our I Am Presence never faltered. From the moment of our inception, when we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, we have been overlighted by all of the aspects of our divinity. By the beams of light from the realms of lumen truth, and by the cosmic I Am, which is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent essence of our Father, Mother, God, all that is. Now these beings of light have made the selfless service of coming through the veil to meet us halfway. This is a sacrifice beyond the comprehension of our finite mind. As a result of this sacrifice, we are now receiving more assistance from the realms of perfection than ever before in the history of time. This divine intervention has brought this planet and all her life to the threshold of the greatest shift of consciousness ever attempted in any system of worlds. Over the past several years, miracles have taken place through the unified efforts of awakened light workers in embodiment on Earth and the intervention and assistance of the entire Company of Heaven. Today, I'd like to briefly review some of the events that have victoriously reversed the adverse effects of our fall within the earthly vehicles of every man, woman, and child on Earth. These blessings that have taken place through our bodies with the cooperation of our I Am Presence has occurred through every person, whether they were consciously aware of it or not, or whether they were in or out of embodiment at this time. All people belonging to or serving the evolutions of this planet. I'm going to list some of the miraculous changes that have occurred within all of us, but I'm not going to go into the great detail at this time because of our time constraints. But the details of these divine ceremonies and the activities of life that took place to bring about these wondrous, miraculous changes have been carefully documented in my books, What on Earth is Going On? And Home, Heaven on Mother Earth. If you're interested in this detailed information, the books are available on my website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. The first major shift that began our ascension process up the spiral of evolution occurred during an event that was known as harmonic convergence. This took place in August of 1987. At that time, through the global activity and influx of light that occurred, our third-dimensional planetary spine and our seven corresponding chakras were breathed by our I Am Presence up the spiral of evolution into the initial frequencies of our fourth-dimensional 12-fold solar spine that has 12 corresponding fourth-dimensional solar chakras. This upmerged with our third-dimensional spine and our seven chakras with the merging of our third and fourth dimensional spines. We began assimilating the frequencies of the fourth dimension into our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, for the very first time. This acceleration of energy, vibration, and consciousness built in momentum for several years. As our ability to assimilate fourth dimensional light increased, a purging took place within our bodies and the body of Mother Earth. This cleansing literally cleared the space for miraculous changes. Day by day during that time, as our I Am presence worked with our solar Christ presence, a higher aspect of our planetary Christ presence, to help reopen our heart chakras and awaken our right brain hemisphere. We were lifted into higher frequencies of the Divine Feminine, our Mother God. As the light of our Mother God began to be brought into balance, it awakened our right brain hemisphere again, and our spiritual brain centers began to be activated. Our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. This allowed every cell in our bodies to be recalibrated to withstand more light. When all was in readiness, our fourth dimensional solar Christ presence was birthed into our heart flame, and we became fourth dimensional beings. This was a shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that allowed humanity to function both in third and fourth dimensional frequencies with little obvious change. This has been occurring within each and every one of us since 1987. As time passed over those few years following 1987 in harmonic convergence, our I Am presence helped our solar Christ presence to fine-tune the changes that were occurring within our earthly bodies. Our heart chakra, our fourth dimensional heart chakra, opened more day by day, and our right brain hemisphere was brought into closer balance with the left brain masculine polarity of our Father God. Our spiritual brain centers became more functional, and our 12 strands of DNA began to heal and splice together. The 12-fold flame began to expand through our earthly bodies and began embracing our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As our fourth dimensional spine with 12 solar chakras and all of our 12 strands of DNA were increased in frequency and vibration, every 24 hours, the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies was increased by our I Am presence, the maximum that cosmic law would allow. Eventually, day by day, as the vibration of our bodies was accelerated, we were lifted into a position to receive the final initiation of the fifth dimensional frequencies of our I Am presence. In a divine ceremony of light, our I Am presence breathed our fourth dimensional solar spine and 12 fourth dimensional solar chakras into the higher embrace of our fifth dimensional solar spine and our 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras. This was a higher step of the spiral of evolution. This occurred for every man, woman, and child. As these two force fields of light merged together, we began to experience frequencies of the fifth dimension in our earthly bodies for the first time. This acceleration has been taking place gradually over the past several years. Now we are able to abide either in the third, fourth, or fifth dimensional frequencies with just a slight shift of awareness. After this transformation took place within every person, when all was in readiness, our I Am presence, a higher aspect of our solar Christ presence, was birthed into our fifth dimensional heart flame. Now, for the first time, our I Am presence has direct contact with our earthly bodies. This event cleared the sacred space for the return of our Mother God, the Divine Feminine. When the timing was right, our I Am presence opened our fifth dimensional heart chakra to full breadth, which opened the portal through which our Mother God can now bless all life on earth with transfiguring divine love and reverence for all life. This allowed our right and left brain hemispheres to be brought into balance, and the divine masculine and divine feminine within each of us is now radiating through the heart and mind of humanity. Another miracle has recently taken place that exceeded even the greatest expectations of heaven. Since the development of our fragmented human ego, which occurred after the fall, we have been manipulated and controlled by this fear-based aspect of our lower consciousness. Our four earthly bodies have been trapped in the paralyzing grip of this fallen facet of our personality for literally eons of time. With the return of our Mother God and the integration of our I Am presence at a cellular level, humanity finally reached a frequency of vibration that it would allow us to burst the bonds of our human ego. In a divine ceremony of light, hundreds of thousands of light workers from all over the world joined heart flames and created a unified chalice of light through which the flame of transfiguring divine love from the heart of our Mother God poured into the physical plane of Earth. This sacred fire raised the vibration of the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity into a fifth-dimensional frequency, beyond the reach of the human ego. The instant this occurred, the grip of every person's human ego was burst asunder. In that moment, every person's I Am presence invoked Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection to encapsulate every human ego in an invincible ring-pass knot of God's first cause of perfection. This is a force field of light from the heart of God that is a powerful circle of white lightning. As this encircles the human ego, it prevents anything that is not of the light from entering this sacred space or from leaving this sacred space. Once our ego was encapsulated within this protective force field of light, our I Am presence breathed the circle of white lightning into its fifth-dimensional solar heart flame. Our ego is now being cradled within the heart of our I Am presence, where it is being bathed with transfiguring divine love, held in the embrace of the I Am presence, being flooded with love, until it surrenders into the light and volunteers to be transformed into the higher aspect of its full potential. This miracle was God victoriously accomplished through the divine intervention of every single person's I Am presence. What this means is that our ego, that fear-based manipulative aspect of our personality, no longer has the ability to control and manipulate us and to wreak havoc in our lives in the way that it has in the past. We still have the etheric memories of the destructive patterns and habits that our ego instigated in the past. But now that our human ego no longer has that paralyzing grip of our thoughts and feelings, those patterns and habits do not have the power to manipulate us that they used to have. They are obsolete, and they do not have the ability to destroy our lives anymore, unless we choose to use our free will to empower those etheric records and memories and to make them real again with our thoughts and feelings. At long last, our ego has lost the ability to control us. This means that no matter how hard we may have tried in the past to change our negative patterns or to correct our destructive behavior patterns or to transmute the negative situations in our lives, now it is going to be infinitely easier and we will be able to succeed. With the miraculous changes that have taken place over the past few years, we have begun our initial ascent through the shift of the ages into the fifth-dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. In order for this ascension process to be God-victoriously accomplished, for every evolving soul and every particle of life on this sweet earth. We must transmute into light the human miscreations that are now surfacing all over the world. We are receiving tremendous assistance from the elemental kingdom. In this purging process, we are experiencing the increase in floods and different inclement weather conditions. All of these expressions of the elemental kingdom are bringing to the surface, cleansing and purifying our human miscreations. But there is a much gentler way to accomplish this mighty feat. And through the willingness of the light workers on the planet, the Company of Heaven has assured us that the cataclysmic earth changes that have been predicted by the prophecies of old are no longer necessary. They have assured us that the cleansing process that the elemental kingdom is participating in will involve a minimal loss of human life, not the millions of people that were destined to leave the planet in the old prophecies. Through the unified effort of light workers all over the world, and through our newly opened fifth-dimensional solar heart chakras, the light of God is increasing exponentially on this planet, moment by moment. It is flowing in through and around every electron of precious life energy. What is occurring is that as God's light penetrates into the core of purity of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on the planet, it pushes everything that conflicts with the light to the surface. Within the core of purity of every electron still vibrates its original divine potential. And what that means is that within every electron that's still pulsating with poverty consciousness, as the light of God enters that electron of energy, the core of purity, which is divine infinite abundance, is activated and casts off the frequencies of poverty consciousness into the violet flame, pushing it to the surface to be transmuted. From outer appearances, this phenomenon, which is pushing all the negativity to the surface, makes it appear as though things are getting worse on the planet. But that is an illusion. The problem is that we can easily see the patterns of imperfection, the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. But what we don't see as easily, what is difficult, is for us to see the incredible light of God that is pushing those human miscreations to the surface. The Company of Heaven is asking for our trust and for our assistance. This intensified cleansing that we are experiencing at a greatly accelerated pace this year of 2009 would not be allowed to happen by our Father, Mother, God if it was going to cause more harm than good. The reason it can occur now at such an accelerated pace is because humanity's human ego is now being encapsulated and held in the heart of the I Am Presence, and humanity is receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. This is causing humanity to awaken at a greatly accelerated pace, and we are becoming aware of the incredible power that is associated with the violet flame. This shift of consciousness is allowing us to remember who we are and why we are here. The violet flame is a gift to humanity from our Father, Mother, God. And during this cosmic moment, specifically in 2009, the service of the violet flame is being accelerated to new heights. Our Father, Mother, God and the Company of Heaven are aware of the heart commitment of light workers all over the planet, and they understand deeply our willingness to do whatever is necessary in these latter days to complete the cleansing and the final stages of preparation for Earth's ascension up the spiral of evolution. The Company of Heaven and our Father, Mother, God are counting on our dedication to the light and our willingness to be the heart, head and hand in the world of form during this rare opportunity on earth. The assistance we are receiving from on high to help us utilize the unfathomable power of the violet flame is the most effective and possible way is unprecedented. Because of the urgency of the hour, the violet flame is being empowered by our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God with frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity beyond anything that the sons and daughters of God in any system of worlds have ever experienced. This is greatly empowering the violet flame's ability to quickly transmute the surfacing negativity that we are witnessing all over the world. This is true whether we're talking about what appears to be the collapse of the economic system. It is purging the economic system because the old obsolete patterns of greed and selfishness and corruption and the abuse of power can no longer exist in the physical plane in the fifth dimension. The abusive powers that think someone through war can attain a positive outcome are being transmuted into light. Everything that exists on this planet that is surfacing now that conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new earth can be quickly transmuted through the increased influx and empowerment of the new frequencies of the violet flame. We are being called to action by the cosmic I Am. Are we willing to fulfill the greatest need of the hour? Are we willing to be the open door that no one can shut for this gift of the violet flame? Are we willing to purify the last vestiges of humanity's human miscreations so that Mother Earth can reclaim her rightful position on the spiral of evolution? If the answer is yes, our time is now. I'd like for you to join with me now in invoking this violet flame. We are being joined now by the legions of light throughout the whole of creation. Know that the company of heaven, the legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies, are joining with us in this cosmic moment. And today, the violet flame will be amplified by Saint Germain, a magnificent being of light associated with the violet flame, and the legions of light that are dedicated to this activity of light. We invoke the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, all of those light workers, both in and out of embodiment. And together we now invoke the legions of light and the violet flame. I'm going to state this invocation in the first person so that each of us will experience it personally and tangibly. But know that we are also serving together, collectively, as surrogates on behalf of all humanity as we invoke this light now, collectively, with one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. I now invoke the mighty goddess of liberty, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the north of this planet. And I invoke the goddess of divine justice, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the east. I invoke the goddess of freedom, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the south, and the goddess of victory, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the west. I invoke the silent watchers who are holding the immaculate concept for all of the patterns of perfection throughout this planet for the new earth. I invoke the ascended masters, the mighty guardians, and the cosmic beings who are assisting humanity now who are working with the violet flame and who are establishing from inner levels the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Blessed ones, come now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet transmuting flame of forgiveness and forgetfulness that the earth has ever experienced. The violet flame pulsates through my heart flame, and as it does, it blazes in, through, and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. The violet flame pulsates through my heart flame and blazes in, through, and around all of the divine momentum of energy that is expanding the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane. Through the divine power of forgiveness and forgetfulness, the violet flame now transmutes this discordant energy. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever, and replaces it with the expanded patterns of perfection for the new earth. I invoke the silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet. And I ask them to reach out their great loving arms to raise up an infinite number of souls in every location who will be willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet transmuting flame of mercy and compassion. Each of these light workers understands the full importance of this sacred gift of the violet flame, now being offered by our Father, Mother, God, to help free humanity from all human distresses. Each soul begins to realize and understand that the conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God will cause to be established within every one of these places great foci of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person living in each of these vicinities. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, this violet flame begins to expand and expand. As it merges with the immortal, victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart, it becomes a tremendous starburst of light that envelops the entire planet Earth. This influx of the violet flame, blazing through every heart flame, increases to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. Beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of freedom's love and transmutation, expand now through every heart flame and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint for all life, and every expression, every thought, word, action, or feeling is a healing benediction to planet Earth and all her life. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, through all children, their parents and guardians, until all youth on this planet are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their mighty I Am presence. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities, throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into vibrant health, eternal youth, purity, and physical perfection. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the President of the United States of America, his cabinet, the Senate, the House of Representatives. Expand this light through the United Nations and all countries associated with the United Nations, and through the governments and leaders at national, state, and local level for every country of this planet. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is holy, ascended, and free. Now, beloved ones, expand this light, the violet flame of freedom's love, through every heart flame. Beloved, victorious violet flame of freedom's love, I love you. And I do now, most earnestly and sincerely, call you into dynamic action in, through, and around my being and world, knowing that your healing presence will always bring me happiness and release from all not of the light. I ask that this activity of light that has been invoked and drawn forth this sacred and holy day will be maintained through me and through all humanity, daily and hourly increasing moment by moment with every breath I take. Enfold me and all life within your heavenly presence, substance, and power, and transmute all imperfection into divine order through divine love. Keep this activity that I have invoked this day in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy, and keep it eternally sustained. In your great wisdom, release to and through me now all of the power of the violet flame of freedom's love that I am capable of using, increasing this light daily and hourly, 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Thank you for your presence in the universe, beloved violet flame, and beloved legions of light associated with this sacred activity of light. Thank you for your service of setting all life free. Now, sealed in the violet flame, I send forth my love and gratitude to the beloved presence of God I am in me and in all humanity, and to the great hosts of ascended masters, the cosmic beings, the angelic hosts, and the elemental kingdom who are serving all life and will continue to serve life throughout this magnificent year of change. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for your outpouring of light and love. I thank you for your gift of healing, for your supply, wisdom, protection, perfection, and your blessings of every kind. Hold them sustained in, through, and around me and all life, and pour them through me for the blessing and raising of planet Earth and all her life. Blessed ones, may the benediction and blessing of the Most High Living God and the peace which surpasses the understanding of the human mind be with all life on earth throughout this holy year. May the God of mercy protect and guide all of us on our spiritual path toward enlightenment and freedom. Angels of ministration and ceremony, I love you. And I bless you for your wondrous service to me and all life this day. Take up the energy that I have expended and amplify it right with your mighty love, 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Take this gift of life north, south, east, and west, and cover our dear planet Earth with love and light, with peace, illumination, healing, freedom, victory, divine justice, liberty, and the will of God made manifest through every electron belonging to this planet and her evolutions in any way. This shall be, for I have decreed it and invoked this light through the power of God, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body. And I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this blessed planet. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with me again and with lightworkers all over the world next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.